A surprising chucker fact. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You know, sitting around talking about hunting or fishing stories with knowledgeable people certainly increases your knowledge base. Brian King's a very serious bird hunter, and while we were shooting the breeze about hunting in general, and chuckers specifically, I learned something I had never heard.
I grew up hunting with my dad, and I've done it ever since. High desert, lots of rocks, gotta find water. Make sure you got a four-wheel drive. Make sure you got a shovel and a jack with you. It's get yourself ready to hike 10 miles. And you better be in shape because you're going to work your butt off. And that's half the fun of chucker hunting, too, is you've got to work so hard for them. And when you finally get into them, it's very rewarding.
Yeah, because what they do, typically, their flight pattern is kind of jump up in the air and then dive, right, if you're up high?
Yeah, you'll chase them uphill, and you'll get about as close as you can get, and then they'll just trail right off the other side and fly 500 yards straight downhill right back to where you were and take off forever. Smart birds and difficult. Of course, they were imported, I believe, from Pakistan.
Now, that's something I did not know. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe in the 1950s they were introduced into the eastern Oregon area and they just really thrived because the terrain is very similar to Pakistan. Right. Nobody would have ever thought.
That's right. Who'd have ever thunk it?
This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.